Good afternoon and welcome. You are listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous, Wilco Radio, Brazor, she even phonetically did it, Brazora County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Muck and Fun Day. We got to know that. It's also the 20th day of August already, 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 75 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the smoky, danky, stinky, rotten-ass high Cascades of northern Jefferson. And we're looking for 84 degrees today in the stinking, smoky, rotten-ass mountains today for the Klamath Basin. Kind of got away with that, didn't I? Sorry about that. Well, let's see what we're going to open up with. California Legislative Committee passes 7 gun control bills. Wait till you hear this. You're just going to love it. I know you're going to love it, so just stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then. With all the big investigations, you know, of the Russia probes and all this shit going on, these zillion-dollar investigation nation we live in, man, right in front of your face, you see this open treachery, open invasion, open attacks on the People's Bill of Rights, and it's just, they report about it. This is from Breitbart. A California Senate committee and an assembly committee. Where did that committee? Where did that go? It just rings in my. Oh, that's right. What do the Russians call committee socialism? Oh, that's right. That's what communism, that's the definition of communism that's what you got going here and now in California, right in front of your face. And the people just, they're just watching it happen. I don't know if all are cooperating though, because I heard about some amnesties in here. A California Senate committee and assembly committee passed a total of 7 new gun control bills during the past week. Now, we agreed that the ninth article says that there is no way they could ever, in the Constitution, have any authority to even look at or touch our rights. It was none of their business. It was apart from them. It was ours. It was our common law. It was our self-governance. But now you have a Senate committee. And you know, just point these committees. That's what they did over in the Soviet Union. Committee socialism. Committee gets together and decides, the whole country's going to, we'll have them all come turn their guns in and shoot them in the head. We'll put them in a ditch. Yeah, we'll get every fucking thing. If they'll do it. If we can write this shit down on paper and they'll do it. I mean, this will go down in history. I mean, people are going to look back at this 100 years from now and go, Frickin' woe. That's all they're. I mean, I hope that our people have become educated again until they, you know, until they're at least at a third grade reading level, because that's really all you got to be at to understand what's going on right here in front of your eyes. The majority of the bills expand gun controls and are already in place. The Firearms Policy Coalition. Ooh, now don't that sound like a patriotic outfit? The Firearms Policy Coalition. I mean, putting firearms and policy in the same sentence makes you one of the goddamn traitors too, doesn't it? I mean, there's no such thing as policy in the common law. It's about facts. It's about written factual law and procedures. And we'll call them the FPC. Reported on the 7 gun control bills, SB 746, Partanatano, passed by the committee with amendments, expands firearm serial number requirement, modifies existing statutes to allow prohibited persons to transfer firearms and ammunition to a licensed FFL for the duration of the prohibition. Oh, they got a prohibition. Somebody ain't obeying the. So they wrote it down on a piece of paper and somebody didn't do it, so they wrote it down on another piece of paper. Now, we're going to give you a while longer to do this. And then that's when the confiscation, they already have their confiscation squads down in California, and I expect them to be showing up in Washington and Oregon before too long. It will be state apparatus. It will be completely outside the common law. It will be a complete violation of your common law rights for them to even speak to you, let alone approach you or think that they can take your fucking guns away from you. But it's a coming. It's coming to the point to where we're going to have to start, well, enforcing that Bill of Rights on the spot. It is going to be, no matter what they freaking do to you, if you enforce it on the spot, it was enforced. And they know this, man. This is why they're trying every diversion. New political parties, any goddamn thing in the world, but the people just going out there and saying, fuck you, no, you're not. Boom. No, you didn't do that one. No, but boom. That one ain't gonna get let off by the police union and get a perma. Boom. That one ain't getting a paid vacation. You don't want to take him to jail? We'll put him to hell. Boom. Expands firearm serial numbers requirements modified. Okay, they want the amnesty. SB 1100, Partanatano. I don't know. It must be something Mexican. I can't say. Passed by the committee, restricts firearm sales to persons 21 years and older, FPC. And they see, and when they go back and with the argument, you know how they argue, you know how you argue against this, you know, you're an NRA. You know, when them attorneys and the educated people in the law, the way you argue this is, well, the federal law says they can have one at 21. The federal law can't fucking say it either. Never could. Never had the authority. It just isn't there. It was up to the dad when the kid got the gun. I mean, the dad was responsible to the kid until he reached the age of maturity. Until then, the dad handed him a gun. That's his fucking gun. Too bad. It ain't none of your goddamn government business. But here we have it. We're decided 21. I mean, and another argument you're going to hear from him is, well, we can draft them and make them go overseas and shoot machine guns at other people at the age 18, but they can't buy. I mean, this is the argument you'll hear instead of just, God damn it, just, well, let me see here. Let me find it. This ain't rocket science. Let's see what that second article says here. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of free nation, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, period. And that's infringed. That means the government has no authority in it. In any way, it can't be infringed. There is no rule. There can be no rule. That is the fucking rule. Period. And these people are committing open sedition, right? I mean, and printing it and putting it out in papers. And they're writing it down on pieces of paper and signing their names to it and putting what they're calling official stamps on this treachery. Well, we got way more than we got that Mueller investigation. There's some trials going on for some goddamn lawyer of Trump's, in another state. Now this is what's important to us. You guys just watch the newsreel. That's all you need to know about as they're doing shit behind it. No, what you do, you know what? Forget about all this militia bullshit. Like I've said before, you go to your family. I mean, if your family's been lost in this whole goddamn mess, to the point to where, you know, you can't, you're not sitting down, you're not talking to your family, say, hey, you know what you're trying to do here. Oh yeah, of course I know. And everybody's on board, and like, wait, you know, we're a family. They're not going to come in and just start fucking snuffing us out and taking our shit. They do, we fight as a family. And then we fight as a clan. The clan is the extended family. It might be, you know, like your wife's uncle's niece out there, the extended family. As far as it goes, or it might be just brothers you've taken in that are, you know, people you've lived with all your life, your best hunting buddy, you know, like Mark Schumacher. He's part of my family. I mean, he's my brother. You can ask him when he comes to this house, he's treated like family. But their biggest worry is that we'll quit that self-indulgence, that self-interest in the mammon. I mean, it's just, I'm looking out for my mammon. I'll get mammon. Even my own brother, don't let my brother see the mammon. He might want some of it. My brother might want. And this is how they've had us. This is what they've trained us into. This is the dog shit they've made us into. Instead of it being like I talked about in the old days, you did what? Somebody killed my cousin? What happened? Well, some son of a bitch just shot him down, and they didn't even take the bastard to jail. They gave him a vacation. You're fucking kidding me. I guess the clan and the family better sit down and figure this out, straighten this out. Otherwise, they think they can just do that to anybody in our clan. Pretty soon, they'll be here raping our little children right in front of us. I don't think they know no limits, do you? Passed by committee restricts new firearm purchases to 1 every 30 days. I mean, shall not be infringed. I mean, you tell me, people, that these bastards aren't standing back and looking at that Bill of Rights going, fuck you. No, we're not going there. It's just like you walking into one of their admiralty courses and just saying, fuck that law. I ain't obeying that law. I don't have to. Only you're telling the truth. You don't have to. That Bill of Rights is what binds those dirty bastards to that tiny little bit of power you granted them to protect it for you, remember? What we're reading right here, this is open sedition right in the face of the people of California. I mean, you outnumber them 3,000 to 1, but you know, it's going to play the Antifa game, and we're going to play the prayer meeting, Trump coalition, Christian Zionist, two parties, and get them, spread everybody into two camps and kill each other. I mean, and as you're watching them on television, you see those two, here comes the Antifas, and they're trying to hit somebody with something in and run like the squealing little pussy. Got communist pieces of shit there, and here come the other ones. They're going to hit them, you know, and some of the guys are probably just some guys that are tired of shit, but of course, anything you have like this, just like the Occupy movement, it's going to be there. There's going to be a political agenda jumped in there, just like Alex Jones running to Bunkerville. Oh, that was his protesters, that political power. See, we can use that, put somebody in office and get some power and take these bureaucracies over for ourselves, these illegal bureaucracies you built in the first place, you treasonous piece of trash. But you'll watch them, you'll see them. They'll be going at each other, and then you'll see these guys will be out there. They'll be coming down there, and they got these big shields, and they got black masks on, so they can't be identified. They got fucking guns. They got billy clubs and everything else. There's the real problem, and they both know. There's the instigators that are making it all happen in the middle. It's like we talked about with the Civil War. They got an agenda here. What the agenda here is to completely dispel any notion that the people ever had any Bill of Rights, any right to own property, and to not have their property touched except in the due process of the common law by another American national. And it's so fucking simple. They know it's simple. What a thing to have to hide. And it's getting to be where it's so much, it's harder and harder for them to hide it, because if we keep emphasizing each action that's happening, just like we're doing here today, and taking it right back to where the violations are, where you're violating the procedural due process, where you're violating the second article, says you just fucking can't. And just, that should be the first argument, don't you think? If somebody really cared about this shit and they wanted to go to the ultimate, if you're going to go play in their admiralty, and you were going to go and you were going to play case law with them and put up case law, you would not put, you'd go and find a case law over here. Oh, this happened in Jackrabbit, New Mexico, where there's 330 people. I'm going to use this piece of case law. Or would you go over here to what they call Supreme Court decisions, and this so-called, which is only an opinion, by the way, a government opinion, but that's what you would take. You see what I'm saying? These are the same thing that's happening here. They're playing the same freaking game with us here. They're going to talk about, you know, every argument against this is just like, then that 21-year-old, the same guy that they can force to go over there and shoot somebody in another country, he can't even buy a gun in his own country. Man, that's the problem here. No, the problem is they could never tell any of us anything. They never had any authority over us. It was when Lincoln declared that goddamn martial law. It's never been lifted. He had no authority. The ninth article says that Constitution cannot have no authority in it to create no goddamn martial law that removes the Bill of Rights. That's why they knew what the anti-federalists, they knew exactly what was going to happen here. They knew exactly what they'd try. That's why it was a game of chess, and they checkmated them right at the end with that ninth and tenth article. Ninth article says you're never going to have the power to change one word of this, and this is the fucking law, and it's the law for you. You can be big old government over there. In fact, you're as a servant, you're little old government over there. And if you mess with somebody over here in their private world as a private national, they'll come over there and grab your fucking ass, arrest you, bring you over into the common law, the people's the rule of this country, the highest authority in this land. Fuck your little phony ass Supreme Court and your goddamn nine goddamn hired suits. Not nine unelected. These guys aren't even elected. They're appointed by the political party in control. Don't you know when one of them dies? And then that's why, you know, they say, oh, this week, your Bill of Rights means this. And next week it means they never had no authority to tell you what any of it means. All they were there was to advise the rest of the government. Again, here, this was to protect you because you went and got that big old nasty metal. Well, you were going to watch it. It was just going to be a little federal government. It was just going to have the power to bring the people together to protect the Bill of Rights and protect our right to free rule. But this group that is put together, it was there so that when the government operated under the little bit of power we gave them, that they always, the reason it was put there, the reason the whole idea was to make goddamn good and sure that you're not violating that which you've been created to protect. That's the only reason they would ever look at anything, you know, any proposed legislated law. That's what I'm talking about, enforcing it on the spot. It wasn't that, you know, they come to you and they do some outrageous thing to you, and 10 years later you appeal up, and, well, he did violate his second article right or his third article. That isn't how it was supposed to work. You assert those rights, they go run the other fucking way. And if there's some individual over there who thinks that they can take that legislative piece of shit that you just wrote and twist it into some kind of way that was an injury to him or his property, and he wants to come over here as an individual, I'm not talking with the power of the goddamn United States behind him, just me and you, buddy, come on over into your court and file your fucking papers, and when I'm done, I'll own everything that you used to own. And you will not be in a public position, and I'll see you punished. I'll see you fucking whipped in the public street. I can do it. All I have to do is get 12 jurors and say, yeah, whip him in the public street. That's all I got to do. They know it. The people who are doing this shit right here I'm reading to you, they know it. They know exactly what they're doing. And they're counting on the fact that we'll just keep chasing these political tails, these political blue wipers around. You know, we'll go with states' rights. Well, we'll create a new party, an independent party. We got the Constitution Party. We got the Green Party. We got all that. Just create out a new party. And then somebody finally fucking, you know, after goddamn Henry Paulson and George Bush just bust open the Treasury. I mean, you talk about the power of the purse that belonged to the Congress that was supposed to be the people's representatives that controlled the minting of the money, and it was supposed to be interest-free, debt-free money for the people to operate on. These very same people that, when you know, Henry Paulson, and you look around and the Treasury's been turned over to him, trillions of dollars to pay off all these goddamn, they're sitting there telling you, yeah, this was a big old fraud, it happened. Big old fraud. People lost their houses. Fucking people shot themselves right in the goddamn head to get away from it because they lost everything they worked all their lives for in this dirty, rotten scam that they admitted was a scam. But it's just like Steve Mnuchin sitting up there in your White House. There's just some people they're just too big to jail. I mean, there's no law for them. I would like to see somebody tell Patrick Henry or one of the, or Tench Koch, tell them, well, the law ain't going to apply for these people over here. Man, the guns would have been going off right there in the goddamn halls of Congress. I guarantee you. The very idea, the thought of it, just the notion of it would have been enough to get you hung. Because that's what the people died for. So that we could own property and be left alone. On into the bill. The 1968 low, whatever in the hell that means. No, let me see. Oh, no, this first one is Gloria, whatever. I mean, they're putting all these different names on it. It must be the people at the committee or the committee czars that put them forward, possibly. AB 2103, passed by the committee with amendments, adds new requirements for CCW carry license, a license to exercise a right. Do you people even understand what a fucking right is? A right isn't something you purchase. A right is something that belongs to you outright. It's like going down and doing these fucking background checks. I mean, that should have been, when that first started happening and stuff, I said, everybody's going to shoot, right? You're going to, you think you have the authority to charge me to exercise a right? That makes it not a right anymore, doesn't it? Then it becomes one, that's some kind of privilege that I'm paying you to grant me. It doesn't it? Not to be confused with an unalienable right that cannot be touched. And this is how blatant they've gotten with it, people. Right here, right? The AB 1968, says low by it, maybe that's the person, passed by the committee, enacts new lifetime firearm prohibitions to persons who have been admitted to a mental facility under certain conditions more than once in one year period. FPC opposed. I mean, that's what they keep having these opposing. This is the firearms coalition. See, they opposed that one. They opposed that one. So we're down. They've opposed everything so far, but still, what they are is a policy coalition, and a policy coalition is treachery, and it's just in its essence, in its being. There's no fucking policy. We live under law. You don't make policies about our law. We litigate our law. Oh, okay. Past, where were we? Carry the CC and CCW. Carry the gun anywhere I want to. That says, shall not be infringed, period. Except you can't put it in your belt or in your back pocket. You have to out where the government that serves you, where your servants, where your peons, your pissants, your coolies, where they can always see it. So they feel more protected and they know that you have gotten permission, which is what a CCW is. You're getting permission to exercise a right. People just go along with it. How many people have went and got them? Just went along with it. That's better than them getting, what they do. They threaten you with a big old jail sentence and stuff. We're going to violate your right. We're going to violate your goddamn right. You're going to go and if you want to carry that pistol under your shirt, you're going to come here and you're going to fill out a piece of paper. You're going to ask our permission. And then if we give that permission, it's going to be in the conditions you carry the card. You're going to jump through hoops. You're going to do flips. You're going to do whatever we tell you. And then you can carry that gun. That gun is a goddamn right. And there can be no, a government can, that government has never had, the ninth article forbids it from ever having any authority to put a condition on any right. But see, this is how they whittled it in, There was always a good reason for it, like the gangs, Al Capone and all that shit, back when they did the 1968, 1933 gun control action. They'll always come up with a good goddamn reason. And you can talk about it, and we'll talk about it in the terms of this phony-ass reason, like we're talking about the 21-year-old could still be inducted in the army. Actually, he can't. Because your fucking army's a fraud, too. But, I mean, we'll always talk about it in the terms and see, and they keep working it in, working it in, working it in, working it in. Tell us an accepted thing. If you go get a concealed carries weapons, it's a permit. That is a permission. You do not have to. Your permission is being born to own a gun in this country. Your permission to carry that son of a bitch under your belt is you're big enough to stick it under your goddamn belt and under your shirt. It belongs to you. It's your property. They have nothing to say about it. And all these people who will be confronting you about this they're not officers. The only ones this is how far it's gone. The only officer, what you could call a peace officer, is the only thing that can exist in this country, in our world, in the people's world. And he has to be an officer of a common law court. He serves the papers and exercises the authority for the individual through the common law court. He's your man. He's the guy that's going to lead. He can get a deputy if he elect a deputy. And after that, it's the posse and the militia. That's who enforces the law. The sheriff, he runs into a situation where, you see him on TV here. Somebody found a bag of shit on the side of the road. And you got a goddamn half acre, a goddamn cop surrounding the whole thing. But they're not. I mean, these corporate enforcers, these corporate officers with guns surrounding the whole place. That was never needed. They tried to sell you, you need these. That's what they're trying to do now, sell you on a police state, isn't it? Why would you need those? If everybody's armed, everybody used to know how to shoot. Everybody used to know right from wrong, for goddamn sure. Deputy said, we got a real big problem out here. We got some old Bob's shoe store down there. Man, they knocked old Bob in the head, and they took his goddamn money, and they went out the door, and they shot somebody on the way out. Got a real problem here. I'm calling up a posse. And so then the able-bodied men who were made up, who are the true militia of this goddamn country, outside the government, within the common law, they would get together and they'd get on their horsies and they'd go after the guy that stole Bob's bunny. They'd be all sworn in to uphold the Constitution, Bill of Rights, you know, and obey the orders, because you are going into a militia situation. So to obey the orders of the sheriff that's leading the posse. And you would go and you would arrest that person. I mean, if they would be allow themselves to be arrested. You ran into a gunfight. It was the posse. And you know what? It might be a big old huge gang out of Mexico. And they think they're just coming there going on a robbing spree or whatever it is. Well, that's when you call in the militia. They'll roll out goddamn field guns and shit. How far do you want to take it? And this is what I'm trying to tell you here is the very idea that we need some kind of corporate policing, that we ever needed it. We never needed it. They needed it because they were going to loot our country and they were going to try and do it right in front of us. And so they have to have guns pointed at us, illegal fucking guns, because none of them from a common law court. Every American national is guaranteed the common law court and process. That means the only officer that can approach you to serve you papers or even to make an allegation to have to be the person that had filled out the paperwork on you in the common law court. Now, he could approach you, but it becomes peacefully. Actually, he can't serve his own papers. His neighbor could. You could serve the paperwork. But if it's a situation where there's conflict, of course, it's the sheriff, the constable. They're coming. They have the authority to come and serve papers. And if there is a warrant, and the warrant is a part of the paper, you come and you make the arrest. The sheriff or the constable, he goes there to make sure it all goes peaceable. He's there to keep the peace while the people are exercising their rights and executing their lives through the common law. It's that simple. Stay right where you're at. We'll be back in about 10 minutes.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Tell me quick, said old McPhee. What's this all have to do with me? I spent all my time at sea, a loner. Is there something else I should know? Something hidden down below? The level of your conversation. Well, it turned away before the answer. To hear it became too clear. So it went as we put out. I was left in constant doubt. Everything I asked about seemed private. The captain strolled the one night, I stopped him in the evening light to ask him would it be all right to join him. Well, he stood there like some idol. And he listened like some temple. And then he turned away. All along the fateful coast, we move silent like a ghost. A timeless sea, a tireless host possessed us. Wind came building from the cold northwest, and soon the waves began to crest, crashing across the forward deck, all hands lost. I alone survived the sinking. I alone possessed the tools. Ship of fools. Ship of fools. On that ship of fools. That ship of
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chilliwack, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Scheib via Post Office Box 964, Chilliwack, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Scheib. It is 12:35 Pacific time, and that was Ship of Fools by Bob Seger. And what a ship of fools we're riding with here. The reason I messed up is I was thinking during that, you know, I've just one time when there's, you know, standing up in their state, their committee or whatever in the hell they're doing, and they're proposing to write some of this shit out. I just one time with the cameras on them, I would like to just be able to say, by what authority? By what authority? You know, well, by the authority of the people we were elected. So by the authority of the people, you know, it gives you the authority to take away my second article, right? Well, it's the authority of the state of California. It's the state of California is chartered under the federal constitution, isn't it? It's a chartered state. The Bill of Rights on the 10th article said, I mean, I would just like to just sit there just calmly and read it to him because I want to hear this. I want to hear your fucking answer. I want to hear your answer. I would just say, you know, the ninth article says the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or discourage others retained by the people. And we'd go there because you guys would be some legal experts here that think you're going to take fucking rights away from people, right? So you do understand that the enumeration means the writing down of in the Constitution of certain authorities, and they're talking about the Constitution, not the Bill of Rights. Shall not be construed, that is interpreted, as to deny others or disparage others retained by the people. Now, the second article says the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. The 10th article says the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states. There were prohibitions to the states. What would be prohibited from the state? Well, anything that federal constitution didn't have the authority to would most certainly be, if it was prohibited for the federal government to do it, well, whatever chartered underneath it couldn't do it. I mean, did you become the superior charter here somehow? Is that what the game you're trying to play here? Again, I would say, where's your authority? Where do you get around that? Now, where did you create the authority to come after what is an unalienable right that can't be removed? And so, well, the people want, I said, I don't give a monk's fuck what the people want. I'm talking about lawful authority. Well, the people of California, well, then I guess the people of California that go along with this shit are guilty of sedition and they're guilty of trying to overthrow the federal Bill of Rights, correct? Because there is no argument. This is why you're not going to hear them talk about the Bill of Rights. It can't be argued and they know it. That's why when you hear these, like when we talk about these things here, like we're talking about this, this goddamn California Legislative Communist Committee passes 7 the gun control bills. You're not going to, I mean, the Second Amendment, we might say, hear him say Second Amendment, which it isn't the Second Amendment. And, you know, I've even noticed the people who admitted to that aren't even, or have backed away from even calling it the Second Amendment because they never had, I mean, calling it the Second Article because they really had no intent of fixing any fucking thing. They just wanted back in control of the mechanism. But anyway, you know, here we are again. Mental health, that's the last thing we do. We got AB 2222. And it says, passed by the committee, extends a reporting requirement, another requirement for owning a right, having a right, concerning stolen, lost, found, and recovered firearms to all law enforcement agencies. There can be no law enforcement agencies. Where did you get these law enforcement? Where's the authority for these law enforcement agencies? I need to ask you that. Well, Congress, they wrote it down on a piece of paper, and they passed. Everybody raised their hand and said that we could have an FBI agency. But hold it a second there. We're not done with the conversation here. I, as an American national, am guaranteed the common law due process that can only be given to me through the common law court with an elected judge, elected sheriff, or elected constable, and a filing from another American national. That is the due process that I am guaranteed. This removes the requirement for that, doesn't it? Well, yeah, I guess it does. I mean, we can pretty much, under sections 1021, 1022, we can have the military come and arrest you and hold you indefinitely, or just assassinate you. Well, don't you think that's falling out? I don't think that's following that process, I'm guaranteed to you. Well, no, it isn't. But again, you know, the people of California have elected us, and they have elected you to commit treason against the Bill of Rights for the entire people, the federal Bill of Rights. And this is what I'm talking about. You know, all this shit you're watching about these investigations. God, this is just such a diversionary bullshit smokescreen, stupid ass shit. Why they're raping? Why the target here is just like a target was back in 1861. It is the Bill of Rights. It is the rights of the individual. And like I said last week, both sides came out and shot the hell out of each other thinking they were preserving that right. And after they got through shooting it at each other into pieces and tons of money were made by these goddamn internationalists on this war, well, then they, well, we're going to pass. I'd like to have been there the day they were doing that. You're going to do what? I'm going to be a subject. Let me read this again here. It makes me a subject and subject to the government and subject to your debt for the government. Where'd you get the authority to do that? How could you? Because that would mean that you could take my property without going through the due process clauses that are in the Bill of Rights. And the 9th article says that there can never be no such authority to exist to allow that to happen. In fact, to do it is again breaking the law. I would like to have him try to explain it to me there. But I'm sure anybody that was asking those kind of questions back in them days was getting put in a ditch somewhere. Or by then, they had all colluded to the point where they, you know, the dirty church Masonic cabal, they were already passing out all the goodies they'd gotten from the last goddamn war where they got the people to come out and shoot each other. Brother to shoot brother. I mean, it blows me away. The more I think about it, the more it blows me away. That's what they're trying to do right now. Only they have put in a mix of goddamn because they do intend to wipe the whole pop. They want to get rid of the whole idea that the country belongs to the people of the United States. The only way they can do that, they've brought in a whole nother population. They can say that as much as it's over 100 million that they have brought here, the invasion force, a recolonization force into your country. And now that they've got that, they've got that recolonization. They got all this shit in place. What has to be removed before they are absolute, before you can't ask the questions, where do you get that authority anymore? What has to be gone? It has to be that Bill of Rights, doesn't it? Or am I missing something here? Once that Bill of Rights is, I mean, you're gone. Yeah, of course the cop can come up and shoot you. He's a cop. He's a corporate cop. He works for the union. And we have taken over your country. We've removed your freeman rights as sovereigns. You're just goddamn property out there in the field. Hey man, it's just like, you know, a pig farmer wants to go harvest a pig. He goes out there and shoots it in the head. He don't need no goddamn permission from nobody. It's his pig. And that's what we've become. They're pigs. Without right. AB 222, passed by committee, extends the requirement, okay, for reporting. Okay, AB 2888, passed by the committee, expands categories of persons who can petition for a gun violence restraining order. Ooh, it hasn't even been there, how about a year or two? And no, we tell you, that's all they wanted, guys, remember? This is all we want. And then we can have a little argument. Well, that's not constitutional because the outlaws aren't going to obey it, and they're going to have the guns and everything. And yeah. Mm-hmm. And this is all we wanted. Gun violence restraining order. Expands categories of persons who can petition for a gun violence restraining order to employers, co-workers, and some school employees. FPC. Now, what this has only been about 2 years is they're having to move as fast as they can because it's all falling apart. People are seeing it for what it is. I mean, goddamn, something this draconian comes at you this quick. And it's because they're hurried to steal everything is what it comes down to. They've stolen it. They know they don't possess it. I mean, it's like you steal something out of somebody's house. You might have it in your possession, but you sure as hell it doesn't belong to you. And they catch you with it and they're going to put your ass in jail and they're going to take their crap back. And we're at that point where the guy got to take away our ability to prosecute them for the crimes they've committed against us already. This is what this is all. That's why you see it seems so weird and hurrying. And now we're down here to gun violence, employers, co-workers, or just an anonymous tip. How about that? By next year, what do you say? I think that it's time to just, you know, call this for what it is and start enforcing the Bill of Rights on the spot, because the Bill of Rights is law on the spot. It wasn't meant to protect you 2 years down the fucking road if you could get some pettifogging lawyer to argue it away around into the 14th Amendment and try to make it some equal rights protection for a slave. You know, you might get some kind of relief where you serve 20 years and they'll give you $2,000 and you didn't do a goddamn thing. You shouldn't even have been there. Now, that isn't how, do you really think the people that wrote it meant it that way? Or did they mean, right, when I walk up on the goddamn street, you will not walk up to me and violate my goddamn rights? They're here now. They're not to be litigated, only through the common law. And to approach me with any suggestions of such, you better have followed those fucking procedures to get you to the point of handing me a piece of paper, summoning me to court, or an arrest warrant to arrest me, to take me to jail to be held for a civil crime, in which case the next day that better be to the grand jury. And I got every right to be in front of that grand jury. This is how freaking far it's gone. They tell you down here, yeah, DA can have a hamburger indicted if he wants. DA, a government official in a people's grand jury, really? You don't see that your goddamn law's gone? The grand jury is formed like this. The judge that signs that warrant, he tells the constable, go out and gather a grand jury to investigate this. A grand jury, the people, is the people's business. It's between two nationals. And so the judge, he just goes out and he can't be discriminatory at all. In fact, his job is the first, I think a grand jury is a six-person thing, or six or 12, whatever it is. The first people he sees, that's the one, you, yeah, you, come here, yeah, need you for grand jury. And everybody, because this is the most wonderful country on the earth, if we're living this way, oh, man, it's my duty, I'm there, man, I want the truth. I want to either protect the bad guy, or I want to protect a good guy, or I want to destroy the bad guy. Because I'm an American national, I want freedom, I want peace of mind. So it's the first people in, he calls them into a room. All right, you guys, the judge says amongst them, said you elect yourself a foreman. And they talk back and forth, and Joe, Bob, and Tim, yeah, maybe Bess is a little pissed, but yeah, God, okay, we're going to go make it Jim. That man there now has the authority that's being used on you by the FBI. To crucify you for things you haven't even done, to interfere into your life. With the NSA and all this shit, the investigatory power was never in the hands of the fucking government. Then they all read the complaint. Like we talked the other day about, catching somebody in there, like the guy finally did caught a girl. Somebody bought his daughter in the bathroom, killed the son of a bitch. But they look at it, and they look at the complaint, the affidavit, because this is all sworn testimony. They read that affidavit, and if they don't understand quite what happened there, and they say, well, I think I should be talking to, it said it happened over here at Joe's Tavern. I think we need to know who was in Joe's Tavern that night. We need to talk to them guys, see who saw what. Because this would be the standard for the grand jury is if the defendant, not the defendant, the proper party respondent, offered no defense at all, could he be convicted? It's a pretty low standard, but it's an honest standard. And it figures all the bullshit in without the politics or any kind of the crap. So they all read it, okay, and they decide they want to talk to Fred and Alice and Mary. So for Fred and Alice and Mary, this guy, yes, Sheriff, yeah, we need a subpoena for them. They need to come to talk to the grand jury. We need to question them on this. We're trying to figure this out. We're investigating. So then here comes Mary and Alice and the others, and they come in and they question them in front of the grand jury. And they raise your hand and tell the truth. Yeah, I'm telling the truth, man. We're all here to get to. And it would be. That's the way it was supposed to be, and that's what it, way it would be. Everybody would want the truth. And so they would all look at it, and then they'd look at it together, and they understanding what the standard is, that if this guy didn't say a word, I mean, and even like I put the scenario to try to emphasize the fiance, the word I can't find it, I'm looking for here, but say the guy did go in and he cut the guy playing with his kid's pecker and he fucking broke his neck, and they go in there. And they all look at each other and they would say, well, yeah, I think we can all agree that, you know, Henry, he busted his fucking neck. Sure as daylight. Cop caught him. But you know, then you're looking at motivation, you know, a motive. And will a jury convict? And you go, well, in this town here, if you put every witness, I mean, you can get, we got 10 people that watched him do it. You put those 10 people on the fucking stand. And they're going to listen to it, and then Henry's going to come up there, and he's only going to have one other witness with him. He's going to have his hands on my kid's pee-pee when I came through the fucking door. I broke his fucking neck. And he's going to be acquitted. And the grand jury's going to know this in the first fucking place. They're going to go, there's no jury going to convict on this. You don't touch a man's child. That is our standard. Everybody understands it. If somebody don't understand it, they got to go. Sorry. But you would, the due process would absolutely be there. But if you'd done nothing wrong, somebody's just trying to screw with you. Ain't no such thing as one of the DA's buddies, you owe him $50 you didn't pay him, and he has no way to collect it because he's running a corporation, like to rent a TV or something. So he goes over, yeah, I need to call a grand jury. Get on the Masonic list and get the Masons in the area that sort of do with the grand juries here. Yeah, I tell them I'll be over in a little bit. And they come in and they said he took this TV here and he brought it back late. He owes $50. We want him prosecuted for a theft of a TV or late fees for a TV. I mean, it's getting to me anymore. They want debtor's prison back. And the investigation is that, and here I got the paper signed by me. I'm the DA. Here it is. You can see it, grand jury. Go ahead and just stamp it. Yeah, you got the rubber stamp there. Yep. Okay, out the door. This is what it's been reduced to. I mean, and when they can reduce your goddamn, your most basic rights down to such bullshit and such in your face bullshit. I mean, I would just love to talk to just, you know, one of the educators. There was a lot of people that wrote journals during the Revolutionary War. And, you know, I always talk about, you know, the attack on Trenton, you know, crossing the Delaware. I'd just like to sit down for 10, 15 minutes and go over something like that with one of them and see just what they thought about that. They'd be, goddamn, this is why we're killing. In fact, that goddamn king ain't done nothing this goddamn bad. What you people are looking at is how they treated him over in old England when you were an indentured servant, a slave. And that is what they're trying to do right now. They're trying to reduce us to the level of slaves again. You remove the Bill of Rights, you are a slave. I don't give a shit what nobody else tries to tell you. They're lying to you. Without that Bill of Rights and the common law courts so that you can assert the authority that is yours as a sovereign, you are a slave. Anybody can take your shit, and that's what the definition of a slave. We talked about old Jim, you know, come down and sell half his family because he had a bit bad business deal over here he had to cover. You know, you are a slave. If you don't even own your own self, you're goddamn definitely a slave. But then instead of everybody being all over this Bill of Rights and just going, Jesus God Almighty, this is a fucking emergency, man. Send up the bat signal. Turn all the, you know, the sirens on, man. They have removed the Bill of fucking Rights. This isn't no little. If it's gone, there is nothing else to talk about. oh, we can manipulate and get some political parties, see, like this, and we can operate within the admiralty if we can get our judges put in there that will violate the Bill of Rights and the other people's rights and get rid of the procedural due process that would protect anyone from us, and we have the control of power. Do you see how that could work out so well for us? And that's all the hell you see. I mean, you see the regular folk out there just going, God, oh my, this is a fucking outrage. Every time you turn around, somebody's going, this is a fucking outrage. What are they doing? Can they do this? Well, they can, unless you shoot them. That's what I got to tell them. They can't lawfully. They are violating your Bill of Rights. That cannot be violated. That was the agreement on not going to Philadelphia and shooting the son of a bitches. It's a signed agreement. It was put on there, stamped. It is the supreme law of this land as unaltered by fraud. If that's how you want to look at it, it's the only part that hasn't been defrauded this way or defrauded that way in order to get rid of the main body of the document that absolutely is the freedom. I mean, that's why it's put together the way it is. Each part, it depends on the other, right down to the ninth article saying this is the only way we can ever do it. That's what protects you from so you can have property. But they would never rather have property under their, their cliques and their dirty little deals, this way and that way through the church or something. It's more my property that actually this way than if I would have actually bought it out honestly, worked for it or, got it, through, some equal, allotment of land that belonged to the American people. It's actually a lot better this way because I have control over other people. On this land, it was public land. They're going to turn this over to me. It's like, I love it. The farmers and the loggers, the holy people, they come up and you've heard them talk. We're the stewards of the land. Again, I would just like to go, by what authority? By what authority are you the stewards of the land? Well, we wrote this, had this legislation wrote in this stuff like, so you claim some right to be able to regulate me. In a way that you're not going to use my procedural due process. I'm not being given those rights. Those rights are going to be pushed aside, and you're just going to regulate me by your dictate. Is that what you're trying to say here? Because they were the original stewards of the land, weren't they? They are the one. And when it started, coming to the part where people are going, fuck you. You don't own this place no more than I do, buddy. Oh, then that's when the Forest Service, we needed the forest. Now, just like we needed that big federal government to protect our Bill of Rights, now we needed a Forest Service to protect our rich lands that are all ours and they're for us and to protect them for us for a new future generation. They'll always be ours. And then they got the land into that condition, but goddamn, they couldn't sell it off. Because that was, people were, people just kept getting dumber, it seems to me like, but. At any rate, the Forest Service couldn't sell it off. They couldn't make deals with foreign countries. They couldn't sell a hunk of Nevada to China. But it was still the same good old boys, the ones that are pissing and moaning right now because the communists ganged up on them, used their own dirty. When backstabbing starts, when there is no law, there is no law. It's just whoever manipulates and frauds and gets in there first. That's how it works. But now they're trying to, use the same argument. Against what they created, because they created the BLM, because Jim and the Lodge down there, man. I mean, there's 360 acres. It's a beautiful valley up there, public lands. And see, what we did is we went and protected it to make sure that we always held it, so that from settlement, so that we could keep it back because we graze our cows up there. It's ours for all intents and purposes. It's our Forest Service. God damn it, now I want to sell it to Wong Tong over there because I'm going to retire in Barbados and I've decided to sell off my ranch. And boy, it'd be nice if I could sell it because he wants that valley up there too. So these fine Americans, the best among us, the industrialists, the farmers, the ranchers, the loggers, what'd they do? Well, I know what we'll do. We'll go to Costa Rica and these guys fell for this fucking Forest Service thing. We became way more corrupt than that since then. Since they fell for this idea of somebody protecting their stuff for them being a steward over the... No, you don't have a steward over your own property. You are the steward of the property. But at any rate, we'll create this apparatus called the Bureau of Land Management. And then this is when they were slipping all the... When, finally doing the final deeds from the Revolutionary War, where they've just turned it all around till it's all just one big corporation. And then you still had the state, the federal agencies like the Forest Service that were held by, it's like the goddamn, what the hell they call it, the Social Security Act, all these acts that they had no authority to do in the first place, but it was the original chipping away, getting down to this point. So what we're going to do, well, we just created this BLM. Now, the Forest Service can never sell your land. It's they're just for the streets to keep it for you. But the only thing, only power we've given them is to be able to turn it over to the BLM for management, Bureau of Land Management. But in the Bureau of Land Management contracts, also illegal, made without authority, by these very same people who are bitching because the communists used their own system to turn around and bite them on the ass. Under this, we can sell that valley up there to old Wang Tang. You can sell your ranch out there. I mean, it's always been for them. We've always been nothing but shit. They had to get around one way or the other, and now they don't even care anymore. They think they're going to buy some bad dudes with big boots and just walk right across our shit. That's why we have to do it ourselves. That's why you can't count on anyone. You can't count on nobody grouping up anything. As soon as a group starts forming, man, I'm telling you, as soon as you start talking about any kind of thing political, I know what you are. I know what you're doing. That Bill of Rights is not about politics and government. It's about the people and their rights, period. Our courts, apart from them. Anybody that isn't describing it to you like that or trying like there's some other way, some other avenue, is lying to you. We've made it to the top of the hour. We will be back at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, I mean, try to explain this to people. Just ask them the kind of questions. If this document says this, and this is the founding doc, this is absolute law. And just get them to admit that the Bill of Rights is absolute law. Is it or not? Prove it to them that it is. Prove it to them that it was written in articles, that it is law. It's never been changed. There's never been nothing changed. If that is the law, how is it possible for them to have this authority to do this? It cannot be. And this stuff that's all in all this ambiguous subject matter, I mean, it's written as like they could kind of do something. They could pretty much go and take anything they want without any kind of conditions at all. And then read them that procedural due process. You will do this. You will do every I crossed, every T, and you will stand for your statements, and you will stand to go to jail or be prosecuted yourself for perjury for one goddamn little lie or anything. You are going to follow this procedure exactly correctly. And then look at them. See how they're doing this? Now, is that following that procedure? No, they sure ain't. Well, then I guess that what they're doing is illegal then. Either the Bill of Rights is illegal or what they're doing is illegal. I guess that's a choice, and that is the word from the trenches. Maybe. What happened there? Something get erased? Probably.